Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Over the weekend, Cardi B broke the record of attendance at the Houston Rodeo. The record was once held by Garth Brooks, but Cardi's performance drew a record 75,580 fans, which is only three more concert goers than Brooks' previous record.
That is insane to
three
break
more.
That record. But still, yeah, either way, that is just an incredible number.
And Cardi also thanked Selena for giving her the courage to break the record, saying in a video on social media, "I was so nervous to perform in front of 70,000 plus people, but when I saw this picture, like out of all the outfits that she wore, for me to see this picture with this outfit, this was the inspiration for Please Me, her new song with Bruno Mars in the music video. She said, I knew that I was going to be all right." So I guess there was a picture of Selena, Selena, the Spanish singer, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
She saw a picture of her hanging up in the venue, and I guess she had an outfit on similar to one that she wore in the Please Me music video. And she's like, this was a sign I was meant to be here and all that.
By the way, her outfit looked incredible for the Houston Rodeo on Friday.
I'm so good.
Oh my gosh, Cardi. Wow.
Kristen Cavallari was asked about the worst celebrity ever that she interacted with.
Lindsay Lohan.
No!
Obviously.
You got into a fight with Lindsay Lohan?
No. When I was a senior in high school and Laguna Beach was airing Talent.
I remember
But
Talent.
He like dropped out of school, moved up to LA, was going out and like ran in the same circle as her. So one night, I was sleeping in Talon's bed with him, fully clothed, like long sleeve shirt on, and she broke into his house at like 4 a.m., saw that I was in bed with him, went upstairs in the kitchen, started throwing glasses everywhere. So I was like, this is crazy. So then I did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, and I was like, oh my God, when I see Lindsay Lohan, she's gonna kill me. So I saw her, and she was like, hey girl, we gotta get lunch. We need to hang out. I was like,
psycho.
Hollywood's nuts.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will raise their baby gender fluid. Sources say the Duchess of Sussex told guests at her recent baby shower in New York City that she would raise their baby in a fluid way. The sources add that she and her Prince Harry won't impose stereotypes on their child. And Courtney Cox posted a video on Instagram jokingly yelling at some movers in the hall and yelled one of her favorite Friends lines.
Just trying to move a piece of furniture down the hall. My mover's here.
Is that going
to
work?
No.
Oh my God.
Pivot.
Pivot.
Okay.
All right. Pivot.
That's so helpful, Dan. Thank you.
Don't scratch the walls.
Okay.
Pivot.
Do you think we'll get in that door?
Oh, Jesus.
Pivot.
I just see your...
Okay. Oh, it's backwards, guys. It's backwards. The door is backwards. Turn it around. That's good pivoting.
I never watched Friends, but I know that pivot!
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour, all the things Jordan Woods revealed during her Red Table Talk interview.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up in two songs here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, a little Monday motivation. We got some stories we want to share with you to kick off the week.